Off the ball.
Rugby.
Then all we'll never know until we play. We know on the evidence of play well for your province, play well in Europe, play well in the URC, consistently back it up for a couple, four, five, six matches. And then people go, give him a go.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Alan Murphy, the new manager of Bohemians women's team. I mean, Alan, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
How does it feel to step up into the role?
Really good, really exciting. I've been here a couple of years as the assistant, so I'm very familiar with the players and how the club operates, so really exciting to get going. Obviously, we had a really successful year last year, despite losing two cup finals, but for the age profile of the group, we probably overachieved. So just looking to get going again and seeing how we can do this year.
How is that dynamic, switching from the assistant to the main manager role and working under like a Mamta club that everyone knows in Alban? What's the dynamic switch like?
It's difficult because I suppose as the dynamic with as an assistant, you're probably a little bit more less authoritarian and probably somebody the players can rely on. So that's it's a difficult task. But I suppose when you're involved in football, you know it's going to come at some stage. Something I'm really looking forward to. But the relationships I've built with the players will hopefully stand to me over the season.
Is that a challenge for the girls then, to kind of go from being a bit more pally with you to you being the authoritarian leader?
Haven't figured that one out yet. I'm sure they'll tell you something different as to what my opinion is, but it will be a challenge. But look, I've sorted out the backroom staff now at this stage, and we'll have a really good dynamic and we'll have different personalities in the backroom staff, so the girls will know exactly what they're getting. And obviously then we're only there to help them grow as people and as players, and that's what the job will be.
We're about 6 weeks now out from the start of the season. How's pre-season going? What's that looking like?
Really good. The girls have been working hard. We've been in since the 5th of January. Probably started a little bit earlier than the other groups from talking to the other managers around the place. They've applied themselves really well. There's a good energy at the group. And the hard sessions, obviously, they're always hard sessions in pre-season, but they've got the head down. They've worked really well. The fitness testing we're happy with. None of them come back really, you know, in too bad of a shape. So from that sense, we're building on top of a good base, as opposed to sort of having to rebuild them again. So yeah, no, really good.
On episode 2 of Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors podcast, the stories behind the transfers that almost happened but just about didn't. Focuses on one of the greatest of all time, Pelé.
Pelé. Baba, back to Pelé. Now what's he going to do? He's got the third! Oh, beautiful goal!
And how the Santos superstar nearly swapped Brazil for Hanover. And how a Nazi ice machine salesman nearly pulled the deal off. Dropping in your OTB football podcast feed this Monday. Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors.
What's the mood like around the camp? Obviously last year, albeit neither of the finals were successful, both went the distance. I mean, that Athlone game, a lot of us in the stands thought when the second goal went in there might be something coming for Bohemians. What's the mood like coming off the back of those finals? Is the hunger there and the drive there to go again?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got a good mix. I think we've got obviously a really talented younger group, and then we have those the older girls. Like, when I say older, like they're mid 20s and into the late 20s. So, but the mood in terms of what they want to do is they want to go and achieve something. They want to go and win something, and that pressure has to come from within. You know, so they know they left a couple of opportunities behind last year, and I think they're out to push on and see how far they can go again and test themselves this year to see can they get back to those levels again.
What does it take to learn from that? From those, not just the two finals, but this kind of season as a whole, it's probably fair to say, and I'm sure you admit yourself, a little bit inconsistent throughout times of the season, and we saw in those cup runs what your team was capable of. What does it take to turn that inconsistency into a proper charge?
It's just hard work on the pitch. Hopefully you would expect a little bit more maturity from our younger players as well, that they've been in the league a couple of years now. So it's hard work, and just as they grow as players in the league, being able to manage different situations, being able to manage tighter games, and hopefully that improves our consistency. And I think that's something I mentioned in the interview when I got the role. It's consistency is our goal this year, and hopefully results are a byproduct of that rather than aiming for particular targets.
On a personal level, obviously you've been a part of this league before on the men's side. How excited are you to be the lead role on a personal level?
Really good. It's an amazing achievement. I'm honoured, obviously. It's one of the biggest clubs in the country. The roles don't come around too often, so it's just something you have to embrace and get stuck into. I've been a part of the league before many, many years ago as a player. It's obviously night and day compared to where it was last year in terms of particularly the men's side and professionalism. But on the women's side, like, the growth, you know, having watched the game for the last 5 years, first of all as a fan and then obviously being part of backroom staff, the growth in the past 5 years in particular has been amazing. Like, the profile of the players, they're so much younger, technical ability, even the tenacity of the league. So it's a huge opportunity, something I'm really looking forward to, and we'll give it our best shot. And you know, the hard work, it won't be for the want of trying if we don't get anywhere.
How much of a role does the club play off the field in that growth? Obviously, we know Bohemians, it's such a drive to grow both on and off the field. Do you feel that support on the women's side?
Massively. You know, from the office perspective, there's almost daily contact with the office in terms of different ideas, different supports. You look at the sponsorship announced yesterday with Virgin Media. The girls had obviously a bespoke kit last year with Annie Mack. We wore that in the final. We play in Dalymount. We get the same support as the men in terms of facilities, in terms of transport, in terms of prep for games. The club have been at the forefront of supporting women's football in Ireland, and long may that continue. I think it's really important that from the league's perspective, from the game in Ireland in general, that clubs continue to put their front foot forward in supporting the women's game.
Alan, thanks very much. Best of luck with the season ahead. The season starts on the 14th of March against Pimount. Wish you all the best.
Cheers. Thanks very much, man.